A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, where we're broadcasting pandemic currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe.
And I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And looking at the world figures, currently we have globally 44 million positive COVID-19 positive cases and 1.1 million deaths worldwide. And here in the United States, which is currently the epicenter, we have 8.9 million COVID-19 positive cases and 228,000 deaths. What does it look like in Zimbabwe, Ntunga?
In Zimbabwe, yesterday we had 29 new positive cases and there were no deaths. But to date, we have 242 deaths in Zimbabwe, while cases are now at 8,349. Good news, we have 7,864 people who have recovered, meaning the number of people who are currently sick or ill, or active cases, as they call them, is 243.
Election kana kuti sarudzo dzichange dziri muno muAmerica, Ntunga.
Yevo mavha lichona njani emakaya sikuhlelo lwe live talk lamhlanje utaba esingalo lutaba lwenkohlakalo abanengi lizwile ukubana kubotshwe abantu abagoqela uHenrietta Rushwaya labanye abayisithupha. Urushaya ubezama ukuphuma elizweni legolide elibiza imali engange $300,000 ngokungekho emthethweni wasebotshwa-ke. Ubesenkantolo lamhlanje labanye abayisithupha abagoqela amapolisa lama-CIO ababotshwe izolo. Yilo udaba esiza luphatha kabanzi lolo lamhlanje. Sibuye njalo siphathe udaba lokhetho lweMelika. Siyazi ukubana sokusele amalanga amabili amathathu kuphela ukuthi lwenziwe ngolwesibili mhlaka 3. Kodwa singakafiki khonapho sikhangele umumo we-coronavirus elizweni ukuthi umi njani. Izolo kutholakale abantu abangu 29 phose amachumi amathathu belo mkhuhlane lo. Okwengeze inani lasebefunyenwe belawo selokhu aqhamukayo elizweni laya ku 8,349. Kodwa kulabanye njalo abangu 19 abafunyanwe sebepholile izolo. Labo bakhuphule inani lasebepholile selokhu umkhuhlane lo waqhamukayo laya ku 7,864. Asebefile bangu 242. Kuthi abalokhu begula okwamanje okuthiwa ngama active cases ngesiNgisi bangu 243. Maf.
Tunga tiri papo panyaya ya tiku chaura, tiku nzwa ntunga tiku chaura iye pa msoro penyaya ye COVID-19. Iye je tisari za isu mamira kaita uandu wevanu vabatwa ni COVID-19 pa sirose uye je ne munika ye Zimbabwe. Tiri papo rege iti mboona zulipiti ka iko kuno kwa Amerika. Tunaona zonga zulipiti aurwa apokiti pame saru zotichange ziri muno mu Amerika shonde vnoya. Nemiswe chikiri apo tukuona wa Donald Trump vachange waka mirira ma Republican vachitsatsurana nava Joe Biden vema Democrats. Regai timboona pane zvakare zvizvarwa zveku Africa zviri kuwanikawo zviri kubata zvimwe zvigaro. Regai timbonzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya iyoyi yekuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika dziri kuwanikwa izvo zvichiedza kuti zviwanewo zvinzvimbo muzvigaro zvemuno muAmerica zvakamira sei.
The African diaspora in the United States is mobilizing voter drives as organizers believe 2020 is a time for these voters to flex their political muscles as never before. Nika Achapu is the founder of the African Public Affairs Committee, a nonpartisan political organization that advocates policies for the empowerment of the African diaspora.
Our goal is to empower people into learning that they have a voice, they have a say in the policies, in the laws that are actually brought forth and are affecting us as Africans living in this country.
According to the latest U.S. Census figures, in 2018, there were over 2 million foreign-born Africans in the country. Overall, 50.6% of immigrants are naturalized citizens, and 94.4% are 18 years old or older and likely have voting rights. But the diverse and dispersed nature of the population in the U.S. makes it hard for African voters to organize. Although there are concentrated population centers in several cities, including Minneapolis, Washington, D.C., Houston, and New York City, the African diaspora does not speak with a single voice. There are no definitive surveys as to the political leanings of African diaspora, says John Campbell, a senior fellow for Africa Policy Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C.
They are not big enough or organized enough to constitute a voting bloc, unlike some other ethnic identities in the United States.
But organizers say concerns of U.S. voters of African descent aren't much different than the U.S. population at large, the economy, education, healthcare, and security. Because many African immigrants work in frontline roles, the COVID-19 response is a major concern.
A lot of our African diaspora members are in the trenches and working. Whether it's in the medical field, whether it's in transporting people, whether it's bagging groceries, we are pretty much everywhere.
And the power of voters from the African diaspora appears to be growing. Between 2010 and 2018, the sub-Saharan Africa population in the U.S. increased by 52%. On a national level, several African politicians have made waves. In 2018, Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota became the first Somali American elected to Congress, and Representative Joe Neguse of Colorado, born in the U.S. to Eritrean parents, became the first person of Eritrean origin elected to Congress. A study by the Pew Research Center showed that, contrary to stereotypes, African immigrants to the U.S. on average are more likely to be college educated and employed than the population at large.
I think that it's very hard to pigeonhole them, that like Americans in general, they will vote for whichever candidate personally appeals to them the most.
But one issue voters of African descent are particularly concerned about is immigration. Organizers say many came as immigrants or have family members that have immigrated to the country. Each year, tens of thousands of Africans are admitted to the U.S. as refugees, escaping places like the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, and Eritrea. Because of this, Africans are particularly concerned with recent changes to the immigration system restricting numbers of immigrants. In 2016, the U.S. admitted nearly 85,000 refugees, including 31,000 from Africa. In 2020, the U.S. will admit a total of 18,000 refugees and 15,000 in 2021. The U.S. State Department says the reduction reaffirms America's enduring commitment to assist the world's most vulnerable people while fulfilling our first duty to protect and serve the American people. Sam Fanti, a Washington, D.C.-based political strategist who's organizing a voter drive in Georgia and Kentucky to register immigrant citizens, said recent U.S. policies, like a travel ban that has cut off immigrant visas to several African countries and highly publicized deportations of Africans, are galvanizing voters.
They feel the need to go out and vote now in order to protect themselves and their families. Many African families have been here for two, three, four, or even more generations. And so they feel like their children and their children's children need to be protected now. And so they are now galvanizing support from one another in their communities to register to vote in order to defeat and change some of those policies now.
The immigration issue is making African diaspora voters more active and outspoken than in recent memory, Fanti says.
If we are in this country and we are paying taxes, we need to vote and we need to do something when it comes to some of these policies that are directly now affecting them. So when a policy directly affects somebody, be sure that they are going to take action. And that is what the African diaspora community, when it comes to immigration policy, are now gathering themselves in their small groups.
In Texas, Achapu's organization has been hosting voter registration and census drives. Achapu added that she is encouraging people of African descent, including first-time voters, to research candidates on local level and ask them questions about the issues that matter most.
That's when you can decide, okay, this is the candidate that represents my values, my morals, and what I think means progress.
Salem Solomon, VOA News, Washington.
I want up for a chicken's way to Bakune, whom we in Chorwena with Voice of America, Victoria, if I'm sort of patient, please pick up. Imamunomo America Panyaya, ye Kuvota, Nishimi Shakadaro, and Tunga Regatives, okay, for our teams, the team. We just saw the one of our reporters reporting about, you know, the importance of the African vote. And she was just literally saying that there are Africans from the diaspora, including Zimbabwe, of course. You know, there are some candidates that are actually running for some very important, places here in the United States. What is your view on what you're seeing happening here?
I think it's interesting, Marv, seeing, people born outside the United States or people born of foreigners running for office, because like one guy said in that story that we just watched, every demographic has to be represented in any democracy. So it's really encouraging, and I'm hearing this from many people, I know a few years ago we had one of our guy from Zimbabwe running for office. Unfortunately, he lost.
Yeah, we have some guests with us here today. Let's leave them to introduce themselves. Today we have kind of, you know, a very relaxed show. We're looking at the U.S. elections, and then we're going to go into corruption. But let's start off with the U.S. elections and give the floor to the lady.
Hi, my name is Moa Hongwe, and I live in Reno, Nevada.
Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing there in Nevada regarding this year's election.
I see that people are very motivated and very anxious. And very vocal, too. You see a lot of signs. People are very clear on who they're supporting. And people seem empowered more than before, at least from my observation. But the lines are long. People are going out and voting. People keep coming and knocking on doors, calling us. So, yeah, people are really engaged, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Makadi Maria Zimbabwe. Yes, Tarangu Dinetwa Tawanda Jokora, Dirikuno ku North Dakota, and Dini Chairperson where MDC Alliance, you know, Tungamiru and Nelson Chamisa. Asi Dirikuno Zakare ku North Dakota, Dino Dirimu campaign team, Yava Joe Biden, Sakandrimu Democrat, Akasimba. Tributo Square nekurara nekumuka tichifonera vanhu basa rangu kuno kundere kufonera vanhu kuti vaende kunovota.
Aiwa tine vamwe mukoma tamuka gwatidza mhoping kuti vachauya pachirongwa ivo vakamirirawo maRepublican vari kuitawo zvamuri kuita izvozvi vachitaurawo kuti kwavari vari kusavana Georgia vari kuti ivo muzuva ranhasi vari kuitawo zvamuri kuita izvozvi zvekufonera vamwe vachiedza kuti vanhu vaende kunovota mtunga.
Esikubona ukuthi kulomdlandla enxa zonke kuma Republicans la kuma Democrats baphithekile impela abantu balomfutho bathi bazavota mhla ka 3 konapho abanengi sikhuluma nje about 75 million which is a third of abantu abazavota sebevotile already ngoba ukhetho lwemelika kule provision yokuthi uyakwanisa ukuvota umzukwana welanga ungakafiki, ilanga lokhetho elihleliweyo elikamhla ka 3 lona lelo lingakafiki. Ngakho sikhuluma nje 75 million people have already voted. Sebevotile abantu abangu 75 million maf.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa kubva kuna mutungamiri mukuru ari kutaura iye pamusoro pezviri kuitika imomuno muamerica achitaura iye kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vatowanikwa ivo vavhota vanosvika ipo vanodaudzira kuma 75 million vamwe vakaita mapostal votes vamwe vakaenda kunovota regaitimbonzwa kuna sisimwaungwe varivariwo vari kutaura imi makavhota here mbotitsananguro yekuti zviri kufamba sei kwamuripo
ini ndakavhota and ndakavhota early voting ndakaenda in person saka ndakatonomira muline ndikavhota pamaprimaries ndaishandira Joe Biden saka pandanzwa mumwe wangu inati yes Team Biden ndandiri precinct captain kunavada kunok saka ndo team yangu iyoyo saka ndakaenda ku pamaprimary ndakatumira mumail but this time ndakanovota
saka zvakakosha sese kuona kwenyu kuti vanhu vabude vachienda kunovhota nekuti tinoona kuti munguva yapfuura imo muno muamerica vanhu vazhinji vanga vasingabude vachinovhota asi pari zvino tikonzwa sekutaura kwanga kuri kuita muwangu mutungamiri mukomo kuti pane vanhu vanodaudzira 70 million vatovhota kudhara
kuvhota ka kwakakosha especially kunyanya gore rino iri because tikatarisa zvakaitika 2016 tikaona manumbers Donald Trump aana kuwina because akavhotewa nevanhu akawanda akawina because vanhu havana kunovhota saka tikatarisa Michigan, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania ndo akaita kuti awine akawina with 75,000 between those three Michigan yega akawina ne 10,700 and something but munoona kuti kwanga pane mademocrats angari registered vari I think 250,000 just in Detroit vasina kuvhota saka kuvhota kwakakosha Derek that ndosaka tiri kuona kuti this time vanhu vari kunzi endai munovhota because kusavhota ikoko kunogona kuita kuti munhu atowina
ipo pamakaenda kunovhota ballot racho rinenge rakamira sei munenge muri kungovhotera mutungamiri wenyika here kana zvinofamba sei
aiwa redu ranga rine vanhu vakawanda panga pane majudge panga pane senate angaripo marepresentative maschool boards macouncilmen saka yanga ine zvinhu zvakawanda ne about 5 youth anenge ari already in law amuri kubvisa or amuri kuda kuedha kuti ite lawyer statement saka zvinenge zvakawanda
tomboenda kwamuri vajokora kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei pari zvino
kuno kwakanaka tiri kurwisana murunyararo mune zvakanaka North Dakota is a predominantly red state, so we are trying to turn it into a blue state. So we've been doing a lot of door-to-door campaigns, talking to people and encouraging them to go and vote. And so far, so good. I think we might be able to turn the state into a democratic state. Even though it has been and always has been voting Republican.
Tell us a little bit. You mentioned something about a red state. What is a red state and a blue state? For someone who's out there, they're listening, what does it mean exactly?
These are just colors. Democrats go with the blue color, and the Republicans go with the red color. So when you're saying we were trying to turn this state into a blue state, it means it has been a predominantly red state, has been a predominantly Republican. Wherever you go, you're meeting a Republican person. So we are very outnumbered, but we are doing everything that we can to make sure that we spread the word of Joe Biden so that people can vote for him, and then we turn it into a blue state.
Maybe let me turn to Ma for a little bit. And what kind of qualities are you looking for when you are looking for someone to vote for? Before you voted, what did you take into account?
For me, this time it was a different view that I was looking at. Usually I'm looking at policies and I'm looking at am I voting against what I want, right? Am I voting for someone who believes the same things I believe in? This time, it was much different. To begin with, I was just exhausted. So I was really just looking for decency. You know, the things that, and I mentioned this before, I just feel like the house is on fire. So I'm looking at it so differently. And this not being my first election, before I've looked at it in a different lens. This time it's more of, okay, let's save the house, regardless of what you stand for at this point. Can we just get back into normalcy? I was looking for someone who could calm the temperature, because I feel like it's so divisive. And when I say divisive, things like masks, those things are real. Like, you would see things, even when I'm dropping the baby at daycare, people are confronting each other about masks. It's become such a political issue that it's unbelievable. So those are things that I'm looking for. Who is the person that can calm these temperatures down? Who is this person that can get us back into a sense of normalcy, a sense of just being respectful and just telling the truth? You know, just that place. That's what I was looking for. And besides COVID, and I mean, there's so many issues, but that was like the main driving force for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yebo, Mav, maybe Siegu Baba Utsokora, going back to Mr. Tsokora. And Mr. Tsokora, you are saying you are trying to turn North Dakota into a blue state from what it currently is, a red state, a Republican-led state. So what issues are you advancing that you think will carry you through?
The biggest issue that Americans are fighting for right now is their very own survival. Because of COVID, you're mentioning the numbers here. Over 200,000 people, over 200,000 Americans have died. And you can see that the guy who died is showing up. Tuno batanya tsoona kuti maitikira akaitika zvinhu dai nyaya iyi yeCovid yakabatwa zvakanaka, tinotarisira kuti dai vanhu vasina kufa mafiro avakaita. Saka ndo nyaya iri kunyanya kurwadza vanhu iyoyo, yekuti vanhu vari kufa. Iko zvino vanhu vachifa kudaro, hapana ari kunyatsoratidza kumusoro ikokoko kuti zvichafamba sei ramangwani. Zvinoratidza kuti kunogona kutofa vamwe vanhu 200,000 vaBiden vakasapinda. Nekuti vakuru vari kumusoro uku vari kutotaura kuti chero mamasi haana basa, chero chakati hachina basa. Saka izvozvo ndo zvatenge tichitaurira vanhu, ende vanhu vari kuzvinzwisisa. Ndosaka tiri so confident kuti tinogona kuti North Dakota iende kuma Democrats this time around.
Mm-hmm. Liyamuzwa lapho ubaba Tsokora ozithi uli Democrat uthi hayi. Udaba abalufuqayo kakhulu abagijima ngalo khona le North Dakota ludaba lokuthi uhulumende okhona, uhulumende kaTrump wehlulekile ukuluphatha kuhle udaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ngakho uthi iludaba abahamba ngalo phambili betshela abantu ukuthi hayi asiguquleni uhulumende ngoba lingavotela ubaba uTrump futhi kuza kufa abantu abaningi ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ngoba umongameli Trump ngokutsho kukaTsokora ukhanya uyehluleka ukuluphatha kuhle lolu daba, kanti njalo uthi kaluqakathekisi udaba lokuthi abantu bagqoke ama-mask ukuze bazivikele kulomkhuhlane. Abasanda ukusixhuma singomsakazo we-Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokhetho lweMelika oluza kwenziwa mhlaka 3 ngolwesibili phela ngeviki ezayo. Akusensuku zatshwala ngokutsho kwabadala ukuthi lwenziweke lolu khetho. Ngakho lamhlanje sikhuluma laba amabandla amabili ahamba phambili, elama-Democrats lama-Republicans. So far silababili ithi basekela ibandla lama-Democrats ongangokuthi bazavotela kumbe sebavotela ubaba uJoe Biden. Njengokutsho kwami earlier, silo munye njalo owebandla lama-Republicans. We are hoping ukuthi uzasijoyina shortly. Ababukeleyo kule kula mapikitsha aphumayo lapha ku-split screen ku-Facebook, amapikitsha aphuma esandleni sami sokudla namapikicha ezizalwane zeAfrica esezaba izizalwane zeMelika lazo ezincintisayo kukhetho lwalonyaka. Baningi impela abanye bavela emazweni afana labo Kenya, abanye emazweni afana labo Ghana, oEthiopia, oSomalia. Bayancintisa ke be abanye bafuna ukungena ePhalamende phela eCongress, kanti abanye bafuna ukungena kumaCongress ezabelo esingathi ngama-provincial xa sikhuluma nge-language e-devolved state, ama-provincial governments okumele ukuthi ngalawa sekhona eZimbabwe njengoba sesile devolution, kodwa hayi siyakwazi ukuthi akukenzeki lokho. Kulotaba njalo lwe-corruption ephatha uHenrietta Rushwayo, kodwa sizavuya kulolotaba maduze mafu.
Aiwa, ntungari gaiti mbo dzokera panyaya yezviri kuitika muZimbabwe, totodzora zvakare vanyarikani vedu. Mungoro kutorewe zvisho kwadi panyaya yehuori huri kunziwo huri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tinoona amai Henrietta Rushwayo pari zvino vanga vari kumiswa pamberi pedare shinzi izvo vakawanikwa ivo vachiba gorudze, kana kuti vachida kuburisa munyika gorudze vachienda naro kuDubai. Ndo imwe nyaya tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo kuti zvinorevei. Tisarisa kuti iro svondo rapfuurei kanga takatarisa Zimbabwe ichichema iyo kuti nyika dzakadai seAmerica neEuropean Union vawanikwe ivo vachibvisa zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. Antunga, so you know, maybe we can bring up Mr. Jokora at this point for him to just weigh in on what he thinks about the situation that we're seeing developing in Zimbabwe regarding corruption in the past few days.
Thank you, Tete Marvelous. This is what we have always been telling Zimbabweans of what is happening in Zimbabwe. Togara tichitaura nguva dzose kuti tiri kuita kuti vana veZimbabwe vakange mbeu panze pekuti vaende kunorima mbeu. Haisi nyaya yezvirango zvavanogara vachitaura vanhu veZANU-PF. Inyaya yeuori. Zimbabwe yaora, vanhu vari kufa. Takaona ipapa zvakaitika paHarare International Airport. Mai Henrietta Rushwayo ndinovaziva chaizvo, vakatondidzidzisa kucollege kuZimbabwe. Mwana wemuZANU-PF. Vane hama nana baba nehanzvadzi dzinogara muZANU-PF. Saka zvese zvavanoita zvinenge zvichakaprotektwa neZANU-PF. Tarisai muone zvakaitika paHarare International Airport. Kuita kunge movie, vachipinda paHarare International Airport. Makamera akabva adzimwa, zvese zvikadzimwa kuti vakwanise kupinda negoridhe. Ndiani anokwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakadaro izvozvo? Asiwo vakabva vatengeswa nevamwe vavo ndobva vabatwa ipapo. Vakabatwa, manheru acho avaibatwa vataifungidzira kuti munhu ari kujeri, vanga vasiri kujeri nokuti ZIM-I yakatomuindavhiwa ari kutori kumba, kureva kuti anga atokuriswa kare. Asi munhu anga aba zvinhu zvakakosha, mari dzakawandisa, asi akaburitswa. Vakazoona vanhu taita ruzha, taita noise. Saka zvatinoita tiri pano paVOA nepasocial media nemumaWhatsApp nekupi zvinoshanda, nekuti mangwana acho Henrietta akabva adzorerwa kujeri. Asi nyaya yatirikungotaura pano ndeyekuti nyika yedu yaparadzwa neuori hwevanhu. Nyaya yatakaona Henrietta iyi kadiki diki, just a tip of the iceberg. But kune dzakawanda goridhe dziri kutobuda nezvikopokopo, dziri kubuda nendege kwamutaro uko, dziri kubuda nemachinese anouya nemajets, wobuda negold yacho iyoyo. Saka ndinongoudza vana veZimbabwe kuti ngatiregedzei kuramba tichiitiswa nevanhu veZANU, tichidefenda vanhu vasingafanirwa kudefendwa, tichisamba tichikurudzira benzi riri kumhanya risina kupfeka. Hatifanirwa kuramba tichidaro. Taurayiwa nenyaya yeuori. Nyika yedu yaparadzwa nenyaya yeuori. Tarisai muone izvozvi. Maticha haasi kuenda kuzvikoro, haasi kuenda kunodzidzisa. Vana vechikoro havasi kuenda kunodzidzisa, kuenda kunodzidziswa. Vakatomboenda vachi ivavo, vakanga vava kuita misikanzwa, vanga vava kuita zvavaiita ikoko. Inyika ipi yakadaro? Kana taakutaura kuti nyika yedu iri pacrisis, votaura kuti tiri kunyepa. Iko zvinezvi makaona vamunangagwa vakaisa Patriot Act yekuti tisapote tichitaura zvatiri kuita tiri pano paVOA, kuti titaure kuti kuZimbabwe kune uori. kuzimbabwe vanhu vari kuponda vanhu kuzimbabwe vanhu vari kusunga vanhu madiro vanenge vasina mhosva vachisiya vane mhosva Patriot Act inoreva kuti kutaura kwandiri kuita pavoa pano imhosva ndikauya kudc ndikanomira nemunhu wekustate department ndikanomira kana nasenata wangu svondo rakapera ndaiona gavhena wangu ndichitaura naye nezviri kuitika muno nezviri kuitika kuzimbabwe iri kutori mhosva iyoyo hurumende haisi kuda kuti titaure uori huri kuitika muzimbabwe kana kuti kutambura kuri kuitika kuri kuita vana vezimbabwe saka ndiri kukurudzira vana vezimbabwe kuti ngatisunurei ngatiregedzei kuramba tichidyiwa takasunura sematemba taurayirwa nyika nevanhu vari kuguta zvavo neuori
aiwapo tiri kunzwa vatawanda dzvukura vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pezvavari kuti zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino asi tikuedza kuti tibatewo vezanup f kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo munyaya iyi asi regai tione zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika muzuva ranhasi apo taona vana vechikoro vachiwanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachiti havasi kufara nekuti vadzidzisi havasi kuenda muzvikoro vachinodzidzisa regai tinzwe kutaura kwavanga vari kuita
ndakamira yunivhesiti tinodzidza patiridziso hadesu panapa ndauyewo pamunisi yeudzizisa yepfungo nekuti pfungo pachirongo vanoinini ndauyewo panapa ndichifundirisawo vakuvedu kuti vangowedzerawo zvekuchema chema nevarairi vakwanise kuvao vachipiwa mubayiro wavokana zvikanzi kwava nemaaavatitori nani inini zvangu ndonao chikoro arikomechishano but ndakamuiraveconstituent yandinoikwavachazononyorawo maexams vange
vaneshuwiro nekutsungirira kwaguru mandiri kokuda kuitawo
ndineshuwiro nekutsungirira kwaguru mandiri kokuda kuitawo chigaro chakafanana nechavakawanawo saka inini handingakwanise kuona raiti yangu ichienda yefundo nokuti fundo isiiti success pachirungu vanozvireva inini ndauyawo panapa ndichikumbirisawo vakuru vedu kuti vangowedzerawo zvekuchema chema nevarairidzi vedu kuti vakwanisewo kuuya kuo vachipiwa mubayiro wavo votipawo fundo yedu kana zvikanzi kwava nemaexams tavatipedi zvitori nani inini zvangu ndiri mwana wechikoro ari mukome chishanu but ndakamirira vamwe veconstituent yandinoi kuti kwavachazononyorawo maexams vange vane fundo yakakwana nezvizvingoti
aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isuwo mumwe mwana wechikoro ari kutaura iye maonero ake ntunga ndo zvanga zviri kuitika muharare muzuva ranhasi taona vana vechikoro vachitaura ivo kuti vari kushushikana kuti varayiridzi pari zvino havasi kukwanisa kunge vachienda kunodzidzisa muzvikoro achitaurawo kuti ehe ivo vatungamiri vakawanawo dzidzo yakakwana nekuti vanga vari kudzidziswa we were watching there a young boy from one of the schools in Zimbabwe actually coming out and, you know, they were protesting today in Harare saying that they are not happy with the way that teachers are not being properly remunerated, saying that it is a government has to actually look at this problem and resolve it so that they can continue with their schooling.
Yeah, well, Mav, now, diving a bit deeper into the gold heist story, Henrietta Roswell is a kumbuluti uboche ngomvulo. Seteswa icala lokuzama ukuphuma legolide elizweni wabotshelwe e-airport eHarare kuthiwa wayezama ukuphuma ethwele i-6 kgs egolide elibiza imali engange-$333,000 wabanjwa-ke xhaka khonapho ngokutsho kwamapholisa e-airport elalo igolide wavalelwa then izolo the day before yesterday amapolisa athi abophe abanye abantu abangu-6 abayisithupha ngama-co-defendants labo betheswa icala lokusebenza endawonye lo-Henrietta Roswell bathi kule syndicate evele intshontsha amatshala igugu iphuma lawo phandle ngakho abayisithupha labo bamiswe enkantolo namuhla njalo bavalisa umnumzana Ali Mohammed ongu-businessman uHenrietta Roswell uthi igolide lelo atholakala elalo ngelika-Ali Mohammed ubesenkantolo-ke uMohammed namuhla Paul Chimungu lo-superintendent Shoko uShoko lo Chimungu ngamapholisa senior police officers Then kulabanye njalo aba ama CIO amavili u Steven Chenjera Itsera Laura Fios Mufanda Uya labo bebesemthethwandaba namhla kanye lo Gift Karanda. Gift Karanda is a bogus CIO ubikwa waqamba mangu ukuthi uli CIO. I think wakuse airport konapo yine zamu kupusha u Henrietta through ukuthi engenele le golide lelo. So bonke laba bamiswe enkantolo namuhla besetheswa icala lokusebenza lo Henrietta Roshwaya. Yena uRoshwaya besemthethwandaba namuhla njalo. Lapho etheswe phezu kwecala lokuzama ukusmuggle igolide leli out of the country, wetheswe icala le attempted bribery. Kukhanya wathi sebanjiwe wazama ukufumbathisa amapolisa licala lona lelo. Then elinye bathi ikutholakala ilalo lelo golide illegal possession. Ingakho ngile ngcwethi kwezombusazwe lapha umnumzana efihle lancube ke sizwe imbono yakhe ukuthi ulubona njani lolu daba. Mnumzana Ncube, ngiyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga kuthiyana qoke ekhaya.
Yeah, hayi siyabonga ukuba lawe lathi. Ulubona njani udaba luka Roshwaya labanye bakhe lona?
Okokuqala luveza ukuthi vele ubugebengu bugcwele ikakhulu kwezembiwayo. Kudala kwakhulunywa, kudala bakhuluma benhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kudala zakhuluma ingcwethi zomhlaba nenotho ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe liyavuza livuza amathe aligugu ayiwafanele alinothise, kodwa nothisa abalutshwane abasemandleni abasemagunyeni abaphezulu. Okwesibili esikubona kuthathwa yikuthi kayisuye yedwa kaqali njalo, mhlawumbe angabe qala yena uHenrietta Roshwaya, kodwa vele siyakwazi ukuthi baningi abantu abenza kanjalo. Okwesithathu, into eqakathekile yikuthi ubugebengu be-corruption kulwiswa ngokuthi ube nesiqiniseko sokuthi obenzayo uzabanjwa, athiwe emthethwandaba athutshiswe, atholisiswe ngendlela efaneleyo, agwetshwe isigwebo esiqinileyo esigcweleyo, aze asidonse sonke ngokuphelela. Ungakhangela ukweba nje inkomo kumbe imbuzi yi-9 years, zingabantathu yi-27 years, kodwa kumabhiliyoni bayantshontshwayo kakunzwa kanjalo. Kudingeka ukuthi kube nge-minimum sentence mhlawumbe ye-30 years, eyokuthi nje umuntu ayimali kahulumende uhamba 30 years, kungakhathalekile ukuthi imali yakhona webe engakanani. Kudingeka lokho kuthiwa yi-strong sentence. Ngaphandle kwalokho ubugebengu ngasoze kuphele, ngokuba abantu bayangena bathonisise okwenziwe lokho kuthiwa yi-catch and release, singabuye sezwa futhi ngabo ngemva kwebheyili kuphelele emoyeni. Kumele kube nesiqiniseko sokuthi umuntu uma esebanjiwe uzathonisiswa, uzathutshiswa, uzagwetshwa, uzadonsa isigwebo sonke ngokugcweleyo, angabuye ababone aphume sokunye izizukulwane zezizukulwane.
Khona ukubotshwa kwama-CIO lamapholisa, ukuphatheka kwawo kundaba zobusela ezinje, kundaba zokutshontshwa kwamatshe aligugu, singathi kusitshelani, kuvezani?
Kuveza ukuthi i-state si-corrupt ngokuba i-law enforcement agencies ezinjengamapholisa, ama-CIO kunye nezombutho, ibutho lona ngokwalo i-army, ungabona sebephatheka, sebethinteka ekutshontshweni, ekwekeni, kubonisa ukubola phakathi kwesizwe, ngokuba bayibo abafanele baqine ngomthetho, baqinise umthetho, bavikele umthetho esingathi thina i-rule of law. Ungabona sekudilike khona laphana, kusho ukuthi sibolile ingubo yethu le, isiphindikekile, isingane, isigugile, kayisasebenzi. Ngakho-ke kuyo yonke into yona into eyiyo embi kakhulu, yikhona lokhu ukuthi bayathintela labo abafanele bavikele isizwe, abafanele bavikele umnotho weZimbabwe, yibo abawukhiphayo, yibo abawelusayo. Kuyaveza ukuthi kunenge okungena emabhoda lapha okungaso airport kuphela, okulinda khona amasosha, okulinda khona amapholisa, kuveza ukuthi kuyavuza vele ngokuba bayathintela ekweleleni ilizwe. Ilizwe ngeke linothe, ngeke lilunge nxa lapho abasemthethweni beyibo futhi abebayo, beyibo futhi abatshontshayo.
Kodwa ukubotshwa kwabo akuvezi njalo yini ukuthi uhulumende uzimisele njalo uzinikele kudaba lokulwisana le-corruption?
Hayi, hayi akuka vezi la kangane ukuthi uhulumendu zinikele yebo kambe siyabona lapha lapha abantu bavotha kodwa ungalinganisa ukugebe ngobukhona i-corruption ekhona isilinganiso sayo lalokho kubotshwe sikubonayo ngakukalingani kusadinge ukuthi abantu babotshwe kabanzi kusiya phezulu konale konke kuhlanganiswe drugs basebethutshiswa ngendlela efaneleyo bathi bangathutshiswa ngendlela efaneleyo bayedonsa isigwebo ma ngabe uhulumende ezinikele kantshintshe umthetho afake i-minimum sentence ye-corruption yinto yokuqala ezaveza ukuthi uzinikele njengoba ngishilo inkomo imbuzi idonki idonsi kudonsisa 9 years ingaba yodwa nje inkomo 9 years uyahamba zingabambili isiyi-18 usiya khonayo kabani ngeyodwa kuphela asenzeni kanjalo nge-corruption yonke ukuthi for i-minimum sentence nje isigwebo sokuthi umuntu utshontshile kumbe imali engaka ngingazi bencane okungakanani nxa yimali kahulumende kuthiwe yi-30 years kusiya phezulu base befaka-ke indlela eziqinileyo zokuthi ba-investigate kucwayisiswe abantu babotshwe bathonisiswe bathutshiswe bafakwe ezitokisini ngendlela efanele okwakhathesi kuseseyizinto lokho esingathi nje i-lip service uhulumende kakeyenza into ebambekayo ngokuba ne-corruption ngendlela eqinileyo.
And lastly, Mr. Ncube, just to hear your perspective from Zimbabwe there on the U.S. elections, we are only left with maybe 2-3 days. The elections are on Tuesday next week on the 3rd. What's your take? Who will win?
Well, first and foremost, it is important for us to state that the U.S. elections are the most consequential on earth. They do touch every nation, and secondly, Zimbabwe will be touched by the outcome in the United States. Whether it's Biden or Trump, definitely Zimbabwe will be affected. So far, polls suggest that Biden will edge Trump, but it could be close. It could be close, it could be a landslide, but as far as we can see, Biden has an edge, but anything can change. As long as people do not turn out in large numbers for Biden and those for Trump turn out in large numbers on the last day, then the one who will pull the largest number of people behind him is going to win.
And the polls can also lie. Remember 2016 and what happened to Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, certainly. It depends on the not just the margin of error of whatever you are doing, but the extent to which you do not leave some pockets of people without hearing from them. In 2016, polls did not go to the white working those people, the white people who do not hold the tertiary education. They largely focused on suburban people and so forth and so forth. They didn't go into the factories. I hope now they have gone to every community, every section of the United States and heard from them. But a poll must be taken with a grain of salt. They can give you the best or give you the worst. But as far as what we can see from various pollsters, the news media, they suggest that Biden is going to win. But that again is just a poll. The poll that one has to focus on is on the 3rd of November, the actual election itself. That's the one that is going to determine who comes out as the President of the United States. Particularly in the states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Florida, and so forth, those that do decide in terms of swing. If they swing toward Trump, Trump will edge Biden. If they swing toward Biden, Biden will edge Trump. That is what we can see from now, as of now.
Thank you there, Mr. Ncube, for your time. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Maybe let's go to our panelists and ask them about these polls. We'll start with the lady to just say, you know, we saw in 2016, like what the guests were saying, polls were indicating that Mrs. Clinton was going to clinch the U.S. elections, but it didn't happen. Mr. Trump won. What's your take on the current state of polls right now?
To be honest, I still have PTSD, so I'm not even paying attention. But I will say they did kind of explain some of the mistakes that they made and some of the things that happened that the polls indicated. If you look back, the last 3 days, the gap was shrinking because that call me letter or the investigation had started, but people were not paying attention. So she was within a margin of error, even though she was still leading. So when we look at things like that, they did indicate, and you will see in Michigan, they were sounding the alarm that, hey, people coming from the woodwork here, can you come to Michigan? And the campaign made the decision not to go. So there were indicators that I think people are not paying attention to. And also a big, you know, there was a large group that really didn't take Trump seriously, to be honest, that didn't even think there was a possibility that he would vote. But people did come from the woodworks. Like the person was speaking, those rural people came out in droves. They were not expecting that. But I feel like this time the polls, they're being more careful, although I'm not putting too much weight, but I think they're giving us a fair snapshot of what's happening.
Yes, I know that in 2016, Hillary Clinton was leading with 3 points almost everywhere. But what the Democrats did, even at cell level, even at the levels where we are here, they sat down after the defeat in 2016 and did what they called a post-election post-mortem. And they identified their weaknesses, they identified their mistakes, where they went wrong. And from 2016 going onwards, 2017, 2018, they've been meeting the grassroots, they've been talking to people, they've been correcting those mistakes. They took responsibility for the complacence that they had in 2016. And they've gotten everything down to the person in the streets. So the Democrats right now, as I'm telling you, they are the ones that are leading in going to vote. In 2016, they thought they had it. We thought we had it in the bag. And people did not turn out in large numbers the way they were supposed to. But this time, it's a different game altogether. Democrats have been talking to each other. Door-to-door campaigns have been done. Person-to-person phone calls have been done. You are encouraging someone to go and vote, and you tell that someone to go and tell someone to go and vote. You heard President Obama himself when he was addressing people in Philadelphia. He said, when you're going to vote, don't just go home and sit down. Go and tell five others so that they also go and vote. And this has been the campaign right from the grassroots. It's not only Obama who is saying that. Even here in North Dakota, that's what we'll be telling people. Please tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell your colleagues, tell your workmates to go and vote. And I'm pretty confident that this time around Biden will win, because the polls, yes, they are showing that he's leading. I think it's a good reflection of the work that the Democrats have done since 2016. Democrats are coming out to go and vote, which is one thing that they didn't do in 2016.
We had a Republican here, Tamuka Batizo, who said exactly the same thing that you are saying, that they are very confident that Mr. Trump will carry through, because they say, you know, they've done exactly the same thing. But what would you say you have learned as a Zimbabwean that other Zimbabweans can learn from the process that we're seeing happening here in America?
It is the process of transparency, that everything is done transparently. Even if you look at the primary elections, the way they were done, it was transparent. Anyone who wanted to contest was given an opportunity to contest. You saw the large field, the big field of Democrats who were given that opportunity. No one is said to be out of order when you say you are challenging for the highest position. And I think both opposition parties and the ruling party in Zimbabwe, we have a lot to learn from that. That if we say we are a democratic country, if we say we are a democratic party, let us be democratic. Let people who want to participate, participate. But also one major thing that I think Zimbabweans can learn from the American election is that right now, if they are doing postal votes, you know, the whole world is voting. Those Americans in Zimbabwe, Americans in Canada, Americans in Britain, Americans in Kenya, they are also posting their votes. They are being allowed to vote. That is democracy. You do not disenfranchise 5 million people simply because they are living outside your borders and you want to tax them. When they come into your country, you want to tax them as well. That's not democracy. People should be allowed to vote. Zimbabwe should allow Zimbabweans that are living outside the country to participate in the democratic processes of their country. And I think it's a very big lesson. And then the other lesson that we have learned from the Americans is that even though they may be at loggerheads, even though they are fighting on different sides, they don't kill each other. They don't arrest each other arbitrarily. They are still one. They know that they are Americans first. And that's what we should do as Zimbabweans. Zimbabwe should come first, and Zimbabweans should be respected. Nobody should be arrested for having a different political opinion.
Mm-hmm. Maybe while we're there, let's just try and pull in Mr. Charumbira of ZANU-PF to just tell us his view on the U.S. elections, because we're coming to the end of our program. Hello, Mr. Charumbira.
Yes, how are you?
I'm okay. Titewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya ye zvatiri kuona zvipitika muAmerica panyaya ye sarudzo dzikuya munguva inotevera.
Oh, okay. Yeah, saka ndiri kuitira kusarudzo yekuAmerica. Ndiri kuona iyi kuti kunenge kuchati nesei noma election achatanga kunetsa muAmerica. Nokuti maside ese ari mairi. Handifungi kuti kune saidhi richabvuma kumaresults emaelections nokuti tiri kuona kuti vatrump vari kutaurawo nevamwe vanhu vavo macongressional delegates ari kurana vari kutaura kuti maadvets avo ari kuitwa pull down vari kuitwa pull down kana mufacebook netwitter and also vari kuona vari kuti ivo democratic party iri kutry by all means kuvharira marepublicans kuti adi apinde pane imwe chance saka ndoona kuti ndozvichaitika izvoni pachaita mutauro mukuru ndiri kufungidzira ndikuona kwangu kuti kana constitutional court yekuamerica this time ichatopindira pamaelections iyaya tinogona kutoona kutodiwa vatrump vachatogona kutoextendwa temu yavo nenyaya yekuti pachaita mairegularities akawanda maererano nekuti vanga vakungauri vari nokuti maelections aconductwe nemailing ballot vanga vachida kuti zviitwe zvazvinosiitiwa parigore rino maresults ari kuitwa zvokumailiwa ende kumailiwa kunotozikanwa kana kunezvinoitika kuti kazhinji kazhinji zvinokonzeresa kuti pazoita mairegularities izvozvo ende tichaona mairegularities atitatamboona muamerica this time. In English, I want to say thank you very much for this opportunity. As far as the U.S. election is concerned, of course, we as Zimbabweans, we do care about who is going to be elected in the U.S., even though their foreign policy does not change much. But we see that because of the mail-in ballot that is being done this year, that has not been done in a very long time, in a massive way, we are expecting a lot of irregularities on their election. We see that President Trump has been complaining that his ads, his adverts, and some of his people who are actually running in the Democratic in the Republican Party in the congressional congressional position, their ads are being pulled down from Facebook, from Twitter. They are also even being pulled out all over, even in the newspaper. For example, in Utah, we see that there's a black congressional delegate who is running for the Republican Party who has complained that his ads are being pulled down. All those things are going to come on the air. We are going to see the light on the day of the result of the election. We are going to see that both sides are not going to accept the result. We know that President Trump was already asking if you are going to accept. He said he did not ask. Vice President Pence refused to answer that question. We also see that the Biden camp refused also to answer some of the questions that were vital. So
Mungati,
yeah, I think it is Zimbabwe. I cannot just know this. I have to go to America. I have to go to the city. I have to go to the city. I have to go any form of I think you have Zimbabwe. We can actually maybe help America to learn how to conduct a better election, because last year we did a better election. It was free, it was fair. There was no any irregularities on the days of the election, apart from tonight is already addressing that the election won't be fair before they were released. So I'm seeing that in the USA, this is the time they can also learn from African countries, apart from all the other things like the human rights, which we see that the US is violating them, left, right, and center, of killing black people. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That has always been done. Postal ballots have always been there. They are just there now in large numbers than before. But people in America have always voted using postal vote. Even those who are here in America and those who are out, the Americans that are outside America. And I think Macharumbira and ZANU-PF should know that should learn from the Americans that you do not disenfranchise your citizens if they are right to vote. We need diaspora vote. Big lesson there. And Zavaru Kutawana kuti the elections in Zimbabwe were done cleanly. There was widespread intimidation in the rural areas. There were some areas in Uzumba, Maramba, Fungwe, Masholand East, Masholand Central, where there were those areas were no go areas for MDC officials. People were beaten up. The radios, the TV stations were never opened up as promised by Emmerson Mnangagwa. We never saw President Nelson Chamisa on ZTV, on ZBC.
Thank you so much. Maybe if you can just round up. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, so we just have a few seconds left. If you can just give us your last word.
Yes, so just quickly to add on that, there are three states that have been voting 100% by mail. Washington, Oregon, Colorado. Saka, that's allowed. And the other thing is, yes, there are people that want to defranchise people from voting. But in this country, because of checks and balances, the Republicans are going and saying, okay, don't do mail-in voting or don't count the votes after specific dates. Guess what's happening? The judges are saying no. Saka, finding my checks and balances, something Zimbabwe could learn from. Could be when you're the president, you're not the king.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And
unfortunately, our other guest who had promised to be on the show, a Republican, Zimbabwean, who is a Republican, who's voting Republican, and who supports Trump, unfortunately, he couldn't join us because he said that he had an emergency meeting.
Yes, so he did actually send in a message. He said that because of the elections, he's busy cold calling as well. So he will be able to join us, I think, on the actual day of the elections to show us what's happening in Savannah, Georgia. Just like we welcome both of you also to share with us your experience during this election. And thank you very much for joining us.
Kwanele, Zuluganda, Baulifalelisa, yo, Mwantunga, Melinkoma.
Ini Marvelous Mifananya, huye, ndini mu Washington, and the Chief Meet, Nokutendai, kunge manga muye, nesu, ndakifanga neisha, tare shumbo, muye.